I want to say it's been a great joy these last 2 days.
我要说的是，这过去两三天真是一大喜乐啊。
And if this is your first time with us over the weekend, we want to welcome you.
如果你是第一次在这个周末跟我们在一块儿，我们欢迎大家。
We've been discussing the doctrine of faith.
我们一直在讲论信心的教义。
This is one of the most important teachings we can learn.
这是我们可以学到的一个最大的功课之一。
Namely, because without it, without faith, you can't please the Lord.
因为圣经说的，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, you cannot be connected and cooperate with Him.
没有信心，你不能与神接通，也不能与他合作。
Yesterday, we defined faith.
昨天我们对信心下了定义。
As seeing reality as God sees it.
信心就是。看到神所看到的实际。
Seeing reality as God sees it and acting as it's real.
按照你所看到的那个实际来行出来，就是信心。
For example,
譬如
how do you know if it's God's will to heal the sick?
你怎么知道神的旨意要医治有病的人呢？
You have no way of knowing if this person whom you're praying for, God will heal.
你不知道你为他祷告的这个人，神会不会医治他。
The only way you could know this,
你能够肯定的唯一的途径
is if God were to show you that it was His will that they be healed.
就是神向你显明，这是他的旨意，要医治这一个人。
That impartation of understanding what His will is,
那个明白他旨意的这个启示
is what faith is.
就是信心的根据了。
It's the ability to see what God's will is about a particular situation.
就是能够在一个特殊情况下明白神的旨意是什么。
And act
然后
accordingly.
按照神所启示的
true.
启示的旨意而行，因为这是真的。
That's our definition of faith.
这是我们信心的定义。
I believe this simply clearly explains what the Bible means when it uses the word faith.
我相信这个很简单扼要地解释了圣经里头所讲的信心的意思。
Faith is acting like something is true.
信心就是就像它是真的一样，你按着实际而行。
Because to you it is.
因为对你而言这是真的，是真实的事。
And when God speaks, it is true.
说话的时候，这就是事实了，是真理了。
He does not lie.
他不会撒谎。
And we can trust what he says to us.
我们可以信靠他说的话。
But,
但是
often many of us use the word faith or believe.
往往我们用这个词啊，相信或是信的时候
，and we agree with what we believe to be the truth. We agree.
我们同意这是真理，我们理性上认定是。
But do you act accordingly?
但你是否照着去行呢？
If you don't act according to the truth, you don't believe the truth.
如果你不照着你所认为的是真理去行的话，其实你没有把它当真理看待。
And this is the very essence of what the Bible talks about when it talks about faith.
这就是圣经所讲的信心的实质了。
If you believe something to be true, you act as if it is true.
如果你相信一件事是真的，你会照着去行，这就是信心。
Faith produces corresponding works.
所以信心会导致相应的行为。
We sing a hymn. I know you have it.
我们唱首歌，我知道你们也会，对不对？
We sang it yesterday.
昨天也唱了。
Trust and obey.
对不对？信靠顺服。
There's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
要在基督里讨他喜悦，没有别的途径了，唯有信而顺服。
Now you and I look at those words, three words, trust and obey.
我们看这信而顺服这四个字啊，另外三个字。
And we say,
我们说
trust and obedience two different things.
信靠跟顺服是两码事儿。
No, no.
不。
They are the two parts of faith.
他们是信心的两个部分。
You don't really trust if you don't obey.
如果你不顺服的话，其实你不是真信。
You obey because you trust.
你之所以会顺服，因为你相信了。
So trust without obedience is not real faith.
所以你信而没有顺服的话，那不是真信。
It's just head knowledge.
那不过是头脑知识而已。
Now today,
今天呢
I want to direct your attention to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17.
我要你注意到马太福音第十七章。
And I want us to look at verses 14 through 21.
十七章的十四到二十一节。
I want to speak on the relationship and faith.
我要讲到关系和信心。
Matthew chapter 17, begin reading with verse 14.
七章的十四节到二十一节，我们大家一起来读。耶稣和门徒到了众人那里，有一个人来见耶稣，跪下说：“主啊，怜悯我的儿子，他害癫痫的病，很苦，屡次跌在水里。”我带他到你们这里那里，他们却不能医治他。耶稣说：“哎，这又不幸又悖逆的时代啊！我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。”耶稣斥责那鬼，鬼就出来，从此孩子就痊愈了。门徒暗暗地到耶稣跟前说：“我们为什么不能赶出那鬼呢？”耶稣说：“是因你们信心小。我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对那座山说：你从这边挪到那边，它也必挪去，并且你们没有一件不能做的事。至于这一类的鬼，若不祷告请食，他就不出来。”
Everyone has the same question about faith.
每个人对信心都有同样的问题。
It's the question of the apostles here.
就是门徒这里所问的问题。
Why could I not fill in the blank?
为什么我不能做这个或者做那个？
For the disciples,
对门徒而言。
Why could we not cast out the demon?
为什么我们不能把这个鬼赶出去？
For you, it might be.
对你而言也许是。
Why could I not believe God for the answer?
为什么神不给我答案？
Why could I not believe God for healing?
为什么不能相信神能医治我？
Why could I not believe God for my loved one's salvation?
为什么不能够相信神为我所亲爱的家人的救恩呢？
Every one of you wants to know the answer to the ultimate question.
每一个人都想要知道对你的问题的终极答案是什么。
Do you know what that question is?
你知道那问题是什么？
How can I increase my faith?
我怎么能够加增我的信心呢？
That was the intent of the question that the disciples asked Jesus.
这就是耶稣问门徒，门徒问耶稣这个问题的目的，他的动机。
Why could we not cast it out?
为什么我们不能把鬼赶走？
In other words,
换言之，
Jesus, give us the method.
耶稣给了我们方法。
That will increase our faith.
可以加增我们的信心。
What can we do to make our faith grow?
我们能够做什么使我们的信心加增呢？
So that the next time we will succeed.
以致下一次呢，我们可以成功。
And that's the question we're all wanting to know this weekend.
这是我们这个周末想要知道的答案，都想知道答案。
Those of you who have endured to this moment,
我们当中有人忍耐到如今了
have been hoping this is what I would talk about.
一直都盼望我会今天讲这个题目
You persevered through Friday night and all day Saturday.
忍耐了礼拜五晚上一直到礼拜六到今天
To finally get to this moment.
终于到了这一刻。
Well, the Bible says,
圣经说了
those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved.
忍耐到底的就必得救。
You've made it.
你已经忍耐到此了。
How do we increase our faith in God?
到底我们怎么加深我们在主里的信心呢？
But unless we are careful, we will do exactly what the disciples were doing.
我们如果不小心, 我们就会做当时们其实所做的事儿。
We will want a formula.
我们会想要得到一个工程师。
And the apostle said to the Lord Jesus in Luke 17:5.
路加17章第5节啊,
increase our faith.
门徒对主说, 加增我们的信心吧。
Just do something so we can have more faith, Jesus.
主耶稣啊, 求你在我里头动工, 好叫我的信心可以加增。
And that's why you've endured to the end.
所以你一直忍耐到底啊。
You hope that I will give you
你盼望我能够给你
a 5-step or a 7-step plan.
也许五个步骤或者七个步骤能够加增信心。
That will cause your faith to grow.
使你的信心能够增长。
But unfortunately,
但很不幸的,
there is no such plan.
没有这样的五个步骤，没有这样的计划。
There is no formula by which you can increase your faith.
没有简单工程式，你可以把信心一下子就保证。
Let me save you some money.
让我省你点钱。
When you go to a Christian bookstore,
当你到一个基督徒书店,
or you go online,
或者你上网去买书,
to find a book,
要找一本,
on how to increase your faith.
如何加增你信心的书的时候,
if it says anything like a 7-step, 10-step, 3-step,
如果他说什么3步,5步,8步, 你就,
don't buy it.
你就别浪费钱了。It
won't work.
因为行不通的。
The Bible does not lay out faith in that way.
圣经不是这样子教导信心的。
And as you go through this story tonight, this afternoon,
今天下午呢, 当我们看这个故事的时候,
you'll see why God did not design faith to work like that.
你会看到为什么神不要信心是1,2,3,4,5这样子来运行的。
But before we discuss that, let me first draw your attention
好, 在我们讨论这个之前呢, 让我们先看,
to the question, what is unbelief?
先看不信的问题。
Yesterday and Friday night we defined what faith or belief is.
昨天跟礼拜五我们已经下定了什么是信心了。
What is unbelief?
那什么是小信或者是不信呢?
Because Jesus attributed their failure
因为耶稣把他们的失败
to a lack of unbelief or to a lack of faith
归咎于他们的小信或者缺乏信心。
In verse 20, he says,
20节啊,他们说,
because of your unbelief.
这是因为你们信心小,
so what is unbelief?
什么是小信?
That's important that we understand the context of the story.
我明白这个故事上下文很重要。
I want to draw your attention to the very first verse of chapter 9.
我要你注意到第九章。
Chapter 9 of Luke, I'm sorry.
路加福音第九章的第一节啊,
Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Now, what's so important about Luke chapter 9?
好, 路加第九章有什么重要呢?
It's the chapter in which Luke records this same event.
好, 这是路加也记载了同样的一件事情。
And in Luke chapter 9,
平行的经文头,
near the end of the chapter, you will find this same story.
路加第九章, verse 37 and following. 37节, 然后往下你可以看到同样的故事,对不对? 37节往下到43节。
But notice with me verse 1.
但请注意第一节, 路加,
the disciples had cast out devils before this event.
门徒们在这个之前已经制服了乌鬼,赶鬼了,已经赶过鬼了。
Let's read verse 1 of the ninth chapter.
看看9章第一节, 路加福音, 耶稣叫齐了12个门徒,给他们能力权柄制服一切的鬼,医治各样的病。
And the Bible tells us that they were successful.
圣经告诉我们,他们赶鬼很成功了。Wherever
they went,
他们所到之处,
and preached the gospel of the kingdom, they cast out devils and healed the sick.
他们传扬神的国,他们医治病人,而且赶鬼啊,到处赶鬼。So
it's not surprising they go to Jesus and ask him the question.
所以他们去问耶稣这个问题,并不叫人惊讶。The
question, why could we not cast out the devil?
所以他们问,为什么我们赶不出这个鬼呢?
Means they were puzzled. They could not understand what had happened. And of course, they didn't understand because just a few weeks earlier they had had the ability. What happened?
现在怎么搞的了?
How could we lose this power?
我们怎么失去了这样的权柄和能力呢?
Do you know what all that means?
你知道这意味着什么吗?
It means they did believe they could cast out that devil.
因为他们曾经相信他们可以赶鬼。
That's why they asked Jesus the question.
所以他们才会问这个问题。
They're amazed.
他们很惊讶。
They don't understand.
他们不明白。
We thought that we could do this. We did it a few weeks earlier. We were sure we could do it. That's why they're asking the question. If they knew the answer, they wouldn't have asked. Therefore, they did have faith. Let me ask you this.
好,请问,
if it had been you,
如果是你的话,
and just a few weeks, a few months earlier,
或几个礼拜,或几个月前,
every demon possessed person,
每个被鬼附的,
you cast that devil out. And here comes a little boy.
现在来一个小男孩,
I mean, how big can the demon be?
这个小男孩身上的鬼有多大?
And the father brings this demon-possessed boy to you. What are you going to do?
你会怎么办?
You're going to remember.
你会记得,
well, I've done this before.
我曾经赶过鬼,
and you start to try to cast out the demons, right? Believing that you can do it.
你相信你办得到,
you've got a history of doing it.
因为你曾经有美好的历史。
But it didn't happen. And they don't understand why.
他们就不明白为什么了。
If they anticipated or expected it to happen,
如果他们期盼这件事情会发生,
it means they had faith.
就表明他们有信心, 是不是?
When they prayed for that boy, they believed.
当他们为他祷告的时候, 他们信, 他一定可以得医治, 可以得痊愈。
Therefore,
因此,
the answer to our question,
我们的问题的答案,
what is unbelief?
什么是小信呢?
Is not the absence of faith,
不是完全没有信心,
but a faith misplaced.
乃是信错了对象。
Had I not told you this already?
我不是已经告诉过你们吗?
And I asked you what's unbelief?
我问你什么是小信?
You'd say it's the absence of faith.
你说是信心的不存在,
right?
对不对?
It's logical.
很合乎逻辑吗?
Well, it's got to be the opposite of faith.
这是信心的相反。
No faith.
没信心, 对不对? 小信就没信心。
Never.
不。
不是。 Why do I say that?
为什么那么说呢?
Because we all have faith.
因为我们每个人都有信心。
Every person born has the ability to trust.
每一个生下来的人都有信的能力。
Do you remember yesterday we discussed this?
记得我们昨天曾经讲过吗?
Even a rank, terrible sinner,
就算一个罪大恶极的人,
exercises faith,
yeah,
every day.
每天运用他的信心。
He gets in his or her automobile, turns it on, believing it's going to come on.
他进到他车里头, 然后一打开钥匙, 他相信他一定会打着。
He exercises faith in other people.
他也信赖别的人, 对不对?
He knows people in his social network. He finds trustworthy.
他在他自己的社会圈子里头, 他也可以找到他可以信赖的人。
He depends or she depends on others. That's faith.
他就信赖别人, 信靠别人, 这就是信心啦。
I mean, how many of you sat down in that pew worried it wouldn't hold you up?
多少人坐下去的时候, 你坐在那个椅子上, 你会担心那个椅子会倒掉, 会瘫掉。
Not at all, not a one of you.
对不对? 没有一个会担心。
And you didn't even think about it.
你甚至考虑都不考虑。
You just sat down. You took it by faith.
你就扑隆蹭坐下来, 你就是凭信心坐下来, 对不对?
The word that Jesus uses here, unbelief,
这里耶稣用的小信或是不信这个词啊,
always means a trust or a faith in someone or something other than God.
总是意味着 信靠另外一个不是神的另外一个对象。
In Matthew 17, when he says, because of your unbelief,
马太第十七章讲到，因为你们信心小。
He's not telling the disciples they have no faith.
他讲的不是说你们没有信心。
But their faith is not in God.
那说他们的信心不是在乎神。
Their faith was in something else.
他们的信心乃是在乎别的东西。
To not trust God means you have to believe a lie about God.
你如果不去信靠神，就意味着你相信了有关神的谎言。
Now we need to stop right here and think.
我们要停一停，然后好好思考这里啊。
If you're not trusting Jesus,
如果你没有在信靠耶稣的话，
for example,
譬如，
Jesus said, "If you come to me,"
耶稣说，如果你到我面前来。
I won't cast you away.
我就不会弃掉你。
I'll receive you.
我一定会接纳你。
If you come and say, take my life, I want to live for you.
如果你来到神面前说，主啊，你接纳我的生命，我要为你而活的话。
If you don't receive that invitation and come,
如果你不接受他的邀请来，
it doesn't mean you don't have faith.
不是说你没有信心。
It means you don't have faith in God.
那说你对神没有信心。
But you're trusting something.
你还是在信一些东西。
You're trusting you.
你在信你自己。
There is no such a person that doesn't have any faith at all.
这世上没有任何一个完全没信心的人。
And the reason today we don't trust God like we ought to.
我们今天之所以没有照着我们该信的信靠神。
The reason.The question, how can I increase my faith is so important.
这个原因为什么我们这个问题我怎么能够加增我信心这个问题那么重要
is not because we don't have faith.
不是因为我们没有信心。
The problem is,
问题乃是
we find God untrustworthy.
我们认为神不可靠不可信。
In some way,We do not believe God can be trusted about something.
我们总隐隐约约的觉得神不那么可靠。
One of the most important verses in the entire New Testament.
整本新约圣经当中最重要的一节经文
is Romans chapter 1:25.
一章二十五节。
Romans 1:25.
罗马书一章二十五节。
Here the Apostle Paul is showing us.
这里使徒保罗让我们看到。
What is required before you put your faith in something other than God?
当你信靠一个不是神的东西的时候，你需要的是什么？
Now watch this.
好，注意啊。
The most trustworthy person in the entire universe is who?
整个宇宙里头最可靠的那一位是谁啊？
Who?
谁啊？
The Lord God.
主神，对不对？
Why do we say that?
为什么那么说？
Because we believe the Bible says he cannot lie.
因为我们相信圣经的话，他不能撒谎。
There's no variableness, the Bible says.
圣经说，在他没有转动的影儿。
He's not like a man that can change his mind.
他不像人，他不会改变主意的，不会三心二意的。
Every one of us in this room, we can change our mind and go back on our words.
我们在座的每一个都可以。改变我们的主意可以三心二意可以变来变去对不对
Every one of us has the capacity to deceive
我们每个人都有撒谎的可能性
Not just one another
不仅是彼此撒谎
But ourselves
我们甚至自欺
It's one thing to tell lies
我们骗人是一回事
But to turn around and believe your own lie
但我们甚至可以骗自己相信自己的谎言。
So here is God, the most trustworthy person in the entire universe.
现在整个宇宙里头这一位最可靠的永不撒谎的神。
What must take place if you don't trust the most trustworthy person?
如果你不信靠这位最可靠的这一位，那么会有什么后果
？You've got to believe a lie.
你就必须要相信个谎言了。我们看看这段经文，罗马书第三二十五节。他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬拜那创造的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿们。
Paul is tracing back to the very beginning. And he's showing us the root of unbelief. Where it all started. Back in the garden. As Satan is lying to Eve. He's accusing God of not being good. God's not being fair to you. Did God tell you you can't eat of any tree in this garden? This tree called the knowledge of good and
evil.
You know why he told you that? Not because you'll die.
不是因为你会死的,
because you'll be like him. You won't need to depend upon him to know what is good and what is not good. But if you eat this tree, you won't need God to tell you what's good and what is not. He's trying to keep it all to himself. He doesn't want you to be like him.
像你瞒着我，他不要你跟他一样。
This is all in that statement.
这是他那句话里头的含义。
And more Eve thought about it, hey,
you mean
I could be like God?
他就觉得越有道理，你说我可以像神一样,
I don't need God to tell me that's good and that's not.
我没必要他告诉我这个该做,
I can do that.
我可以自己决定, 好。
What happened at that moment?
那一刻发生什么事?
She stopped believing that God was good.
她不再相信神是善良美好的。
That somehow God's command not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神的吩咐不要吃分别上述的果子，那个命令。
Was an act of God's unkindness.
是神对他的不好，神对他的嫉妒。
Trying to keep all of this for himself. Keeping these human beings dependent upon God alone. God's not good. And so she exchanged the truth of God for what?
夏娃就把神的真理变为什么?
A lie.
换为谎言了，对不对?
And what happens when you do that?
当你那么做的时候, 发生什么事?
Paul says,
保罗说,
you start worshiping and serving the creature,
保罗说,
not the creator.
就去侍奉敬拜受造之物, 不敬拜那造物的主了。
You put your faith, you take your faith away from God.
你把你的信心, 本来在神身上, 现在, 挪移了,
and you direct it to someone or something.
你放在另一个人或者另一件事上,
because you believe that someone or something
你认为这个人这个事儿,
will be better, will be kinder,
更好,
will be more good to you than God.
比神更好，更可靠，更对你更有益处。
So when God said to those disciples,
所以, 当神对那些门徒说，耶稣说，
the reason you couldn't cast out the devil,
你们之所以不能赶鬼啊,
is not because you don't have faith,
不是因为你们没有信心,
you don't have faith in me,
那是因为你们对我,
you don't trust me,
你们不信任我,
you don't believe the truth about me,
你不相信有关我的真实,
you believe a lie about me,
你们相信了谎言。
Now listen to me.
好，注意听了。
I'm going to tell you why you sin.
我会告诉你为什么你会犯罪。
You sin because
你犯罪的原因是
you do not believe God can provide for you as good as that thing you're tempted with. If you believe God was as good as he says he is for you,
神对你而言，他像他说的那么好，那么美善的话，
why would you go over here and try something that's inferior to God?
为什么你会去试试那些比神更差次一等的东西?
Doesn't make sense, does it?
对不对? 这是不可理喻。
Well, you're right. Sin never makes sense.
对, 罪是不可理喻的, 不合理的。
Because it believes that God is not as good as this inferior thing over here.
因为最相信神不如这个次好的。
And that's why we sin.
所以我们才会犯罪啊。
You never stop trusting God until you believe the lie about God. You never stop trusting God.
你不会停止信靠神。
Until you first
知道你先
believe a lie about God. That's what unbelief is.
这就是小信了。
It's believing a lie.
就是相信有关神的谎言。
Now do you see why God hates unbelief?
所以你看到没有？为什么神那么恨无小信呢？
Do you see why at the root of all sin is this terrible thing called unbelief?
你看到没有？所有罪恶的根源叫做小信。
Well, let's go back to Matthew 17:20.
好，再回到马太十七章二十节。
And see what Jesus said in order to see faith working, operating in your life.
我看看耶稣说什么，好叫信心能够在我们生命中产生果效。
He said, "Pure faith is required."
他说，那纯正的信心是需要。
Let's look at verse 20.
看看二十节。
Jesus said to them,
耶稣对他们说，
"Because of your unbelief."
因为你们的信心小。
For assuredly I say to you,
我实在告诉你们,
if you have faith as a mustard seed,
你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种,
you will say to this mountain,
就是对这座山说,
move from here to there,
你从这边挪到那边,
and it will move,
它也必挪去,
and nothing will be impossible to you,
并且你们没有一件不能做的事了。
Now,
好,
we have wrongly got caught up on the size of faith.
我们 把信心的大小当做一回事儿，这是搞错了，就 把重点放错了，焦点放错了。
In the past,
在从前
，when reading or hearing a message about this verse,
当我们听有关这节经文的一篇道的时候
，our immediate focus is on size.
我们的焦点立刻放在那个信心的大小上，对不对
？We interpret Jesus as saying.
我们认为耶稣在说
you just need a little bit of faith.
你只需要一点点的信心。
Just, it don't take much. Don't take much.
不需要很大的信心。一点就够了，一点点。
And so we get hung up on the size factor.
我们总是把焦点注意在这个大小，信心的大小。
All Jesus is saying,
这里耶稣所说的乃是
He's speaking about the purity of faith.
他讲的是信心的纯度。
Another way of saying it would be like this.
换言之啊，可以那么说。
If you have a drop of pure faith, that's all you need.
如果你只要有一点滴的纯正的信心就够了。
Size has nothing to do with it.
那个大小无关。
It's all about purity.
关键是纯度。
The reason it doesn't take very much faith.
这所以不需要那么多信心。
Is because faith is faith.
因为信心就是信心。
If it's pure faith in God.
如果是纯正的对神的信仰就够了。
You don't need any more faith.
不需要更大的信心。
What you need to make sure is your faith is pure.
你所要肯定的要关心的乃是信心的纯正纯度。
Our faith is often adulterated, polluted.
往往我们的信心都掺水分了。
And here's our problem.
被玷污了。问题在哪呢？
Our faith in God is mixed.
我们对神的信心有掺杂。
With faith in ourselves.
掺杂信神又信自己。
Here's your problem.
这就是问题的所在。
You're trying to trust in God and you at the same time.
一方面信神，一方面又自信，同时两个一起。
This is exactly the problem of the apostles.
这就是门徒当时的问题了。
When they approached this little boy with this demon in him,
当他们看到这个小孩被鬼附了
they had no faith in God.
他们对神没有信心
but they had plenty of faith in themselves.
但他们对自己很自信
That's why they are surprised the demon does not leave.
所以他们很惊讶为什么那个鬼不跑
They believe they had the power to exorcise the demon.
他们认为自己有能力赶鬼
based upon their previous experience and successes.
根据他们从前的成功，从前的经历，他们认为可以赶鬼。
They believe they possess the power to do this.
他们认为自己有能力可以赶鬼。
They weren't trusting God for the answer.
他们不是在信靠神给他们答案。
They were trusting in their own ability.
乃是在信靠自己的能力和经验。
Do you know what that is?
你知道那是什么？
It's called faith in faith.
这个叫做相信信心。
I believe I can do that.
我相信我能够做。
It's faith in your own faith.
这是相信自己的自信。
And that's polluted.
这是被玷污的。这是败坏的。
It's not faith in God.
这不是信靠神。
And so,
所以
they could not succeed at casting out the demon.
所以他们不能够成功地把鬼赶走。
And I suggest to you this afternoon,
今天下午我向你提议,
this is our struggle as well.
这也是我们的挣扎，我们的问题。
We want to trust in God.
我们愿意信靠神。
But we're not sure if God will come through for us.
但是我们不肯定神会不会为我们成全。
And so we pray.
所以我们祷告。
Lord, I ask you to do this.
主啊，请求你做这个。
And we tag on the words.
然后我们就
add the words.
加上
If it be your will.
如果是你的旨意，求你成全。
Why do we add those words if it be your will?
为什么要加那最后一句？
Well, because Jesus did it.
因为耶稣也那么说啊。
How many times did he do it?
他多少次说，如果你愿意的话。
One time.
就那么一次。
The only time we have Jesus saying, not my will, but thy will be done.
唯一一次耶稣说不要照着我的意思就要照你的意思哪一次怎么说
He didn't pray it because he didn't know what God's will was.
他之所以他没有不是因为他不知道神的旨意他才那么祷告
He knew the Father's will.
他已经明白神父神的旨意
And he was bringing himself in submission to it.
然后他愿意顺服神的旨意
Why do you add the words, if it be your will?
为什么你我会祷告完了会加一句如果是你的旨意求你成全
Because you don't know what God's will is.
因为你不知道神的旨意如何
And you give yourself a safety net.
所以你就给你自己一个保险
In case the prayer doesn't get answered.
如果祷告不蒙垂听
I got an escape
我可以有这个
God's will
我可以有条出路神的旨意
Oh, it must not be God's will
那就不是神的旨意了
That's not pure faith in God
这就不是对神的纯粹的信心
That's faith in you
那是信自己
Trying to exercise faith in God
自己相信自己 要运用信心
And it will not work
可是行不通的
What God requires of us this afternoon
今天下午神要求我们的是
is not much faith
不是很大的信心
pure faith
乃是纯正的信心
a faith that is not mixed with faith in yourself
那不是又信神又信自己的一个掺杂的信心不
If I ask you, how do you know you've got faith?
如果问你你怎么知道你有信心
How would you answer?
你会怎么回答
Most of us would have difficulty answering that question.
大多数人会有困难回答的问题。
And we would eventually have to say something like this. Well, I feel like I've got faith.
我们会最后会那么说，我觉得我有信心吧。
Well, how reliable are your emotions?
你的感觉是多可靠呢？
All you are trusting in is an emotion.
你所信的就是你自己的感觉而已。
I have an emotion that I believe God.
我有个感觉我信神。
Faith in faith.
所以你是信自己的信心。
How do you know when Jesus, how do you know Christ saved you?
你怎么知道基督拯救了你呢?
Well, because I asked him to.
因为我请求他进来。
Well, how do you know he did it?
你怎么知道他进来了?
Because I felt something.
因为我觉得不一样。
You're trusting your eternity on something you felt?
你把你的永恒难道赌注在你的感觉上吗?
I know people that when they were soundly, truly converted,
我知道有些人啊，真正重生得救了，归信了
didn't feel a thing,
却没有任何感觉。
But there was a change in their lives.
但他们生命改变了。
Why?
为什么?
Because they exercised faith in God and acted like it.
因为他们 运用对神的信心，而且行出来了。
You're sitting there waiting for an emotion.
你坐在那儿等候一种感觉领导你。
You're going to find an emotion sooner or later.
迟早你会感觉到一些东西。
A terrorizing fear will come upon you.
一种恐怖的感觉会领导你。
When you stand before God,
当你站在神的审判面前
naked, without excuse,
裸裸的。
That's the emotion you're going to feel.
那是你会经历到的感觉。
Jesus did not say when you feel like it.
耶稣没有说当你感觉到。
And thereby believe you are saved.
你就信你得救了。不不不，不是凭感觉。
Now listen.
好，注意听了。
He said, take me at my word.
他说你就抓住我的话，信靠我的话。
And act upon.
然后按着去行。
To believe means to commit yourself to God.
相信就是把你自己委身于神。
Refusing to trust in you, but trust completely in Him.
那是完全单单的信靠他。
How many of you are doing that this afternoon?
今天下午多少人正在那么做？
You put your past,
你把你的过去、
present and your future,
现在、将来、一切
all into the hands of God.
都放在神的手里。
And said,
然后说。
Be pleased to do with me anything you want to do.
主啊，照你的旨意而行，不要照我。
And you mean it.
而且心口合一的那么说。
And from that moment on,
那一刻开始，
as God leads you and directs you,
当神引导你，带领你，
you follow.
你跟着他行。
Not perfectly.
你不见得十全十美。
Not without struggle.
不是说没有任何的挣扎。
But in the end,
但是最终。
You say, God,
你说神啊,
my Father,
我的父啊,
I trust you more than anyone else or anything else.
我信靠你超过任何东西或任何人。
I do believe your will is better than anything else.
我相信你的旨意比任何东西都好。
I trust that you're too good to be unkind.
我相信你太美好，你不可能对我不
信。Too wise to make a mistake.
你太智慧了，你不会。
I'm going to follow you.
我一定会跟随你。
That, my dear friend, means a whole lot more.
这个。
Than any experience you might have.
比你任何的经历更有意义，更有价值。
The devil will give you any experience you want to have.
撒旦会给你任何你想要有的经历。
He can imitate any of these kinds of things.
他可以假冒任何你想要得到的东西。
There are groups of people who call themselves Christians.
有很多人自称是基督徒。
They're called the Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ, Mormons.
那些摩门教是末世圣徒教会，自称基督徒。
And they believe in an experience called the warming of the heart.
他们相信一种经历叫做心里的暖和，暖心呐。
They'll get alone and they meditate and pray until they feel this feeling in the inside of their soul.
他们会独处，然后就默想祷告，直到他们的灵魂里头有一种温暖的感觉。
How dangerous.
这何等危险，可怕。
Satan can manifest himself as an angel of light. Give you any experience you
可以像光明的天使向你显现，给你任何你要有的经历和感觉。
If you are to know Christ,
如果你要真认识基督的话，
you must trust him, take him for what he has said.
你必须信靠他，相信他所说的话。
He is as good as he says he is.
他就像他所说的一样的美善。
He's as gracious as he says he is.
他就像他所说的一样的。
He's as
恩慈。
Glorious as he says he is.
他也像他所说的一样的荣耀。
And he's as great as he says he is.
他也像他所说的一样的伟大。
And it doesn't take a great deal of faith.
不需要很大的信心。
All it takes is pure faith.
只需要单纯的信心。
No trusting me and God.
不要又信自己又信神。
A complete abandonment of self.
而是完全把自己放弃，全然的依靠他。
How many of you have ever said this?
多少人曾经说过？
I am my own worst enemy. Anybody?
我是我自己最大的仇敌，有没有？
Nobody but me. I'm the only one got a hand up.
我是唯一的举手。
I've said that about myself.
我曾经这样说过。
I'm my own worst enemy.
我是我自己最大的仇敌。
Why would I want to trust me then?
为什么我要信我自己？
Why do I put so much confidence in me?
为什么我对自己那么自信？
That is the number one hindrance to every one of us today.
这是我们每个人最大的拦阻。
What God requires of you this afternoon
今天下午神要求你的,
is this.
乃是,
Are you listening? Say amen.
你有没有听到你说阿们啊?
I've got about five of you listening.
只有五个人在听啊。
Please listen.
好,
what God requires of you.
今天神要求你的,
you should take a blank piece of paper.
拿起一张白纸,
sign your name at the bottom.
在下面签你自己的名,
and give it to God.
然后把这张纸递给神,
and let him fill in the rest.
让他告诉你该做什么,
that's faith.
这是信心,
that's faith in God. That's pure faith. That's the kind of faith that can say to a mountain, you be moved from here to here, and it will move.
这就是可以对一座山说,从这里挪到那里,它就会听你的那样的信心。
There's no trust of self in it.
这里头没有丝毫的自信。
There are people in this room right now, I know it.
今天在这个房间里有一些人, 我知道,
claim to be a Christian.
自称是基督徒。
But you will only follow Christ when you can see where he's leading you.
但唯有当你看到他怎么引导你，你才会跟随他。
So many of us will pray this prayer.
我们很多人会这么祷告。
Oh Father, please show me your will.
哦父啊，显明你的旨意吧。
Show me so I can do your will.
好叫我能够行你的旨意。
Translated.
我们把它翻译出来。
Show me your will so I can decide whether or not I want to do it.
请你显明的旨意好叫我决定我会不会跟从你。
Tell me beforehand so I can analyze it and see if it's safe.
事先告诉我你要做什么,让我先分析一下安不安全。
It doesn't work that way.
这不是信心,不是这样。
Without faith, it's impossible to please him.
人非有信,就不能得神的喜悦。
He wants you to resign from the control of your life.
要你从你的人生的掌控台上下来,下台。
And turn it over to him. Let him fill in the page.
然后把你生命交托给他,让他告诉你该怎么做。
Now when I was here in October, I gave an illustration, and I want to repeat it.
当10月份,去年我来的时候,我曾经给你一个比喻,给你一个例子,我现在要重复一次。
It involves our daughter, Victoria.
讲到了我的女儿叫Victoria。
Victoria is Down syndrome.
她有唐氏综合症。
And very low functioning. Her intelligence level is very, very low.
她的智商很低。 她是唐氏综合症。
She requires 24 hours supervision 7 days a week.
一个礼拜七天, 24小时的全时间的照顾。
My wife and I just cannot trust anyone to take care of her if we both have to be gone.
如果我们两个人都不在家, 然后不敢信任任何人来照顾她。
And so if there's those rare occasions where we have to both be gone,
所以有一些特殊情况, 我们父母都必须走。
We'll sit down and make a list.
我们就会坐下来, 然后就,
Who do we believe can take care of?
然后就, 就会给个名单,哪些人我们可以信任来照顾他的人啊,列下这些人来。
Do we think this couple can?
这对夫妻能吗?
Not sure.
不太肯定,不信任。
What about this couple?
这对夫妻行,他们可以。
What about this couple?
这对夫妻,没问题。
Well, which one of these do we want to call and ask if they can take care of Victoria?
到底哪一对夫妻我们要打电话给他们,请他们帮忙照顾我们。
Now watch this.
好,注意啊。
We believe two couples.
我们相信两对夫妻。
We select one.
我们就其中一对我们要选择。
I believe.
我相信。
Watch my words. I believe.
我信。
They can care for her.
他们可以照顾我女儿。
Am I believing them and trusting them with Victoria? You understand my question? Am I trusting them with Victoria? I believe they can do it.
我相信他们可以照顾，对不对？
But how do I know that I'm really trusting them?
但我怎么知道？
When I take Victoria and put them in her hands, their hands,
把我的女儿放在他们的 手中,
and walk away.
然后离开他们,
now,
这个时候,
I'm trusting them.
我才是真正的信任他们。
Before,
从前,
I believed.
我脑袋里头信, 对不对? 理性上,
purely intellectual.
只是理性的, 头脑的, 相信,
was I exercising faith in them?
我有没有 真正的运用信心在他们身上、
no.
还没有
If you say yes,
你说已经运用了
You've just proven to yourself you do not understand the biblical word faith
你证明了你不明白圣经里的信是什么意思
Faith is not just believing something to be true
不仅仅是头脑里头相信哪件事情是真的而已
It goes one step
beyond 还有更进一步信心是
And acting
事实行出来
That it's true
把你所相信的实际的行出来才是真正的信那是信心
Now listen as we conclude this session
好注意啊当我们要结束的时候做结论的
Have you done that with Christ?
你有没有这样对待基督呢
I not only believe you can save me
我相信你能够拯救我
I not only believe you died on the cross and rose from the dead
我相信你死在十字架从死里复活了
But I believe you so much
我信靠你到一个地步
That I've got to do something.
我必须采取行动。
I've got to put you myself into your care.
我必须把我自己放在你的怀中。现在我的生命在此，我交托给你。
Whatever you want to do with me.
凭你旨意而行。你要做什么？
I'm yours.
我是属你的。
I'm trusting you.
我在信赖你，信靠你。
That is that mustard size faith he was talking about.
这就是他所讲的芥菜种的信心。
You don't need a bucket load of it.
你不需要一大水桶的信心，那么多。
It's just got to be the real kind.
就需要那真正的那一。
One little bit.
就那一点点。
Because it's the same as a whole bucket.
因为那一点点信心就像一大水桶。
Faith is faith.
信心就是信心，纯正的信心。
Amen.
Amen.
We'll come back and we'll talk about how our faith can start to increase.
好，我们回来以后，然后再讲我们的信心怎么能够加增。好，我们祷告。
Lord, we are taking your word, your scriptures.
主啊，我们在。
And we're reasoning.
借着你的话语，在讲论，在辩谈论。
We're proving with The Bible, what faith is.
我们在从圣经证明何谓真信心。
And what unbelief is.
什么是小信。
For some, this may be difficult.
对某些人也许这是很难理解的。
Partly, it's because, is it not, Lord, we've been wrongly taught.
因为主啊，也许是因为我们从前错误的接受了错误的教导。
And it's so hard to turn loose.Of what we have heard before,
很难从从前的错误中解脱出来。
I pray you help my friends here today.
主，求你帮助我们这里的朋友。
To not take me at my word.
不要就是囫囵吞枣。
Take you at your word.
那是吃下你的话，接受你的话。
Help us to see once again you're trustworthy.
帮助我们再次看见你是何等的可靠。
And Lord, I'm asking that you will make this understandable.
主啊，也让我们能够明白，听明白。
Give us the Holy Spirit.
赐我们圣灵的帮助。
That we might understand.
好像我们能够有悟性明白，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.